I'm Linda Collette, the Secretary of the Commission on Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. The Commission is an intergovernmental forum where countries negotiate issues, matters related to biodiversity for food and agriculture. So this year, the Commission has a full agenda, full of things. So maybe in order to summarize, I would say for sure the first report ever on forest genetic resources is one very important aspect of the Commission. They're going to have to decide how to finalize it, as well as adopt strategic priority for forest genetic resources. So one is forest genetic resources. I would say that the report will be finalized this year, so we need some guidance by the country. And I would say also regarding the adoption of strategic priorities, they could decide at this meeting, you know, how those priorities. So this is quite an advancement. A second cluster maybe of issues that are very important for this meeting is really cross-cutting issues. The Commission is going to discuss climate change, biodiversity and nutrition, as well as access and benefit sharing. Very important issue. How do we move ahead with those issues?
Because what do you consider at stake today? Why those issues are coming up are on the table?
I would say when it comes, let's say, to climate change, people forget that we will have to adapt to climate change. And the diversity of genetic resources will be absolutely essential to ensure that there are some the systems adapt to those changes. Moreover, we are going to examine also microorganisms and vertebrates. So they are very instrumental when it comes to resilience of system. So those are as example, okay? So very important for that. I said access and benefit sharing. You might know that that there is a Nagoya Protocol within which, well, countries have adopted, have agreed with the protocol on access and benefit sharing. Within that protocol, there are some spaces for food and agriculture sector, which is absolutely important. And the forum to discuss this in FAO is the Commission. So they, the countries, are going to decide how they want to proceed with access and benefit sharing for all components of biodiversity for food and agriculture.
Linda, what do you expect from the participants, from member countries?
Well, generally speaking, there is a lot of collegiality in the discussion. So I hope that that will continue. And my expectation from an FAO point of view is that really we get all the guidance necessary to move ahead with the issues. It's this year the 30th anniversary of the Commission. So there's a lot that we take stock of, but we have to project in the future. So this meeting is going to be quite important for, as I said, cross-cutting issues, but also to embark in a cycle of state of the world that will lead into the production of a state of the world on biodiversity for food and agriculture. So you can see that it's enormous, the work that they will have to do. They will have to move ahead quickly and with good discussion and arrive to conclusion. So there's a lot of expectation from our point of view and also from them, I'm sure.
And ultimately, the end goal is ending hunger. And I see one aspect of it is how to address the nutrition part of it. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, nutrition, that's a good point. This is why it's important. It's a topic of the Commission. You may be aware that different varieties will contain different nutrients. And often in the past, breeding was done in order to increase production and or the yield. But now we're looking into making sure that the nutrients, also the content of nutrients or the whatever, is still there. And it's not only the quantity, but the quality. We breed for quality regarding intake of food. And also the diversity of biodiversity. I mean, you have non-forest timber products. So this is, again, the diversity in the biodiversity that is absolutely essential for nutrition. So feeding the world is our objective at the end of the day.
And at the end of the day, that's everybody's responsibility, global and community level.
Absolutely. Everyone is part of this. You know, the commission, one of the messages that will be given I have the opportunity to say at the meeting is that it's a global responsibility, and it's our responsibility to make sure that everyone is aware, understand what the resource is, and act upon it. The consumer has a lot to, is very determinant in what type of food that we're eating and the pressure that they can make on the producer to make sure that we have diversity in our plate, that we have nutritious food, and so forth.